USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A staunch critic of the Eastern European country of Belarus has been arrested after their president forced the plane he was on to land in the capital city of Minsk. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after being pulled off of a commercial flight. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, ordered a military jet to guide a Ryanair flight down in the Belarusian capital of Minsk. The flight was en route to Vilnius, Lithuania from Athens. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport. After about 5 hours, the flight was allowed to continue to Vilnius. Protasevich is a former editor of one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who's ruled in Belarus for 26 years. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act.
The Republic of Belarus is a landlocked country with 9.5 million citizens. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
As Arizona continues to investigate election irregularities in Maricopa County, a Georgia judge on Friday ordered Atlantis Fulton County to unseal more than 145,000 absentee ballots cast during the 2020 election, allowing voters organized for trust election results in Georgia to evaluate the legitimacy of the ballots. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says allowing this audit provides another layer of transparency and citizen engagement. End quote. The Department of Agriculture says it will be rolling out loan forgiveness payments aimed at farmers based on their skin color. The fund was established in order to provide government aid to farmers and ranchers for pandemic losses, as long as your skin color is not white. According to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, the program will benefit up to 13,000 Black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islander farmers. The Billboard Music Awards were last night from Los Angeles, California. Billie Eilish won Best Female Artist and Best New Artist. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Arizona lawmakers are asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris as their border czar. They claim Harris has ignored the border crisis. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Arizona's Attorney General has sent a letter to the White House calling for the removal of Vice President Kamala Harris from her position, leading efforts to combat the immigration crisis on the southern border. Mark Brnovich explained to Fox News why he's calling for her resignation from that position.
The Biden administration has completely ignored law enforcement, whether that's at the local level or whether it's even at the state AG level. And as a result of that, literally hundreds of thousands of people are streaming across our southern border illegally. Since Joe Biden appointed her the border czar, it's been approximately 480,000 people have illegally crossed our southern border. Put that in context, that's like the entire population of Kansas City or Minneapolis just since she's been the border czar. And as you alluded to her in the package earlier, we have seen in law enforcement a dramatic spike in drugs like fentanyl and heroin coming across our border. Mm. Drugs are not only going to stay here in Arizona or Texas, but that's going to poison neighborhoods throughout our entire country.
Harris was assigned to the border crisis by President Biden in late March. In a once-in-a-lifetime event, the night sky on Wednesday will be both the brightest and darkest ever seen because of a total lunar eclipse. This week's full moon will be the second supermoon of the season, appearing brighter and larger than usual Wednesday morning. People who live in western North America, western South America, and eastern Asia will have the best views of the flower blood moon, according to astronomers. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.